Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Finding venture capital funding has been a challenge for entrepreneurs in our state for a long time, but our next guest says the picture is getting better, as evidenced by the fact that the South Carolina companies his organization have invested in have received over $1 billion in follow-on funding. Bob Quinn is executive director of SCRA, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Somerville, South Carolina. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike. It's great to be back with you.
So for our listeners not familiar with SCRA, tell us.
Yes, the South Carolina Research Authority, or SCRA, is a public nonprofit corporation whose mission is to fuel South Carolina's innovation economy. We do that by accelerating technology-enabled growth in research, academia, entrepreneurship, and industry.
And you have an arm that we've mentioned many times on our show, SC Launch.
Yes, we support the entrepreneurial community through our SC Launch program. It's been in place since 2006, and over the 12-year period has invested some $30 million in seed stage capital to entrepreneurial companies throughout the state. We supplemented that with another $18 million in grants to those companies.
Well, talk about this $1 billion in follow-on funding that these companies have received.
Yeah, so one of the important metrics that we track is just that. We wanted to have a tremendous leverage in terms of the funding we provide. We work very closely with angel investors like Venture South and VCs and corporate venture capital groups to ensure that our funding is not the last funding that a company receives, but rather is a springboard to future funding. So that $30 million in investment has now led to over $1 billion in those follow-on funds from those various sources. And we're going to have a celebration to note the occasion.
And tell us about that.
That'll be on February 20th at the Meridian Building in Columbia, starting at 5:30. It'll be the 17th floor of the Meridian Building. And we'll just bring together key people from the entrepreneurial community throughout the state, dignitaries that have played a major role in the SC Launch program through its lifetime, and then highlight a number of the superstar companies coming out of our program.
And I know that one of the ways that you are able to provide this funding is through something called the Industry Partnership Fund. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so as a public nonprofit corporation, we do not receive any direct funding from the state, but we do benefit from a tax credit, and those that contribute to the Industry Partnership Fund receive a one-for-one tax credit on their state obligation, not just for individual contributors, but also for corporations. And as a matter of fact, corporations, under certain circumstances, can then in turn deduct those contributions on their federal returns as well. So it's the real lifeblood of our program.
And is this something that needs to be renewed through any kind of legislation every couple of years or so?
No, there's no time limit on the fund. However, there are two bills currently pending, one in the House and one in the Senate. As filed, they would increase the annual limit from $6 million currently up to $12 million. That would be phased in over a two-year period.
Are you facing any challenges right now in finding companies to invest in here in our state?
You know, in the early days, we were really the first focused seed capital investor. There were some challenges in terms of finding investable types of companies. As the whole ecosystem within South Carolina has improved, and that includes incubators, accelerators, angel investors, the quality of the deal flow is improving concomitantly. And so we're now at a point where, unfortunately, sometimes we have to turn companies down. But often the answer isn't no, but not yet. And then we direct them to our other members of the ecosystem to nurture the companies and get them ready, perhaps then to come back to us for the potential of an investment.
Well, Bob, congratulations on the $1 billion milestone in the follow-on funding there at SCRA, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Bob Quinn is Executive Director of SCRA. He joined us by phone from his office in Somerville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.